honesty always bears abundant fruit. As an honest being, I concentrate on my program and not on what I said. This is instant illumination. Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California. Instant illumination. Honesty always bears abundant fruit. As an honest being, I concentrate on my program and not on what I said. We look at people and we say, I look at you and I see how you act. I see how you live your life. I see what values you have. And this is the bearing upon which I delight in your presence. Honesty always bears abundant fruit. How does honesty bear abundant fruit? We sometimes think that we can tell a little white lie because we want to keep someone from being hurt. We sometimes think we can fudge on the truth. And every time I don't know why the word fudge is in there, fudge sounds like a wonderful candy, but every time we fudge on the truth, what we are doing is we are belittling ourselves. We are telling what our program is for ourselves. We are saying that we are not quite honest. We are not quite dependable. We are not quite desirable as having an emulation for the world around us to be an example. We have to be very careful. Honesty is something that is so fabulous and so glorious and oftentimes overlooked. It's overlooked because we feel this is a dog-eat-dog world. We feel that this is a world in which we have to go out and get the most that we can, and it doesn't matter what happens to others. And yet, we feel terrible when we do that. In our heart, we feel ugly. If we take something that doesn't belong to ourselves, we feel ugly for taking it. We do. I know it seems like other people do this and don't feel bad about it at all. It seems like some people who are in business and who are in the stock activity, which causes problems for other people, and they just get bigger and richer and richer. And why do they get bigger and richer and richer when they're doing something so terrible? Well, they're not doing something terrible. They're doing something they believe. And if that's what they believe, then that's what they have. But you see, someone else may not appreciate what they believe and may stop them. And in stopping them, all of a sudden, they wonder what happened. Well, now, to carry that story an inch further here, no one would ever stop anyone from doing something if in their heart they believed they were right. If these people working with stocks and taking money improperly or illegally from other people, if they ever believed that what they were doing was wrong, they would immediately fall. And this is what happens to many of them who have it. Now, there are many more who are doing the same thing who are not falling because they believe what they're doing is right. They believe that what they're doing is correct. And they do not believe they're violating any principle. They sincerely do not believe it. And the people who fall at one time believe that, but then they doubt it. Somebody put a little doubt in there, and the walls came tumbling down. Their great empire came tumbling down, and everything about them came tumbling down. However, even great people who believe in themselves have an opportunity for their walls to come tumbling down, not because they're bad, but as a self-test to see if they really believe in themselves. I've known many businessmen who failed in business, and then they learned from their failure, and they climbed right out and built their business greater than it ever had been before. And they did this not once, but maybe three or four times in their lifetime. And you say, well, their business came tumbling down because they had bad attitudes. No. Their business came tumbling down because they used some attitudes or principles, indeed, that were not beneficial to them. But they learned from that. They learned from that, and then they went on to succeed. Now, you say, well, What about these big people with stocks and millions and billions of dollars and came tumbling down? Those people too could be found not guilty. Those people too could take that fall and come up smelling like a rose afterwards. And I'm sure there's many instances in the business world where this is true, because they change their mind, they change their attitude, and nothing is forever. And with a changed attitude, they went right back into the areas that they had fallen in, but with a new understanding and with a new direction for themselves, with a new honesty. Oh, you mean there's a new and an old honesty? That's right. Do you honestly believe in what you're doing? Then follow it. If you do not honestly believe in what you're doing, you're a failure before you begin. As an honest being, I concentrate on my program. And I do not concentrate on what I said. Because I may have said I can't do it before, and then I prove myself wrong by doing it. Interesting statement, isn't it? Instant illumination comes to us in many ways. It comes to us to bring us from the depths of our drop to the heights of our glory. And just because you failed by having a wrong attitude at some point in your life, you were not without redemption. You were not without the ability to come back. And many do. So when you fail, don't consider it to be the absolute failure of all and that you are the worst being on the face of the earth. Just realize that it was a test. It was an experience for you to rise above it. And you're fortified to move on, even in the same area, but in a more magnificent way. True, you may have lost some of your fiduciary relationship with the world. You may have lost your ability to be a sole proprietor in certain areas because you could not get a license for it because you had proven yourself false at one time. But that doesn't stop you from being the magnificent person you are. It just puts a new parameter on how you're going to do it. And you work within that parameter, and as you work within that parameter, all doors open up for you. As you take on a new honesty, if you will, a new awareness with new foundations, then you build a new you who's always been there, always waiting to express, and always being exactly what it is. We can all experience instant illumination, but when we experience instant illumination, be aware that sometimes we step in the wrong direction, and we can step back in the right direction, and it's okay. While stepping in the wrong direction may have been non-beneficial, stepping back in the right direction is very beneficial. Have a lovely day. Live these beautiful principles, these beautiful truths, and realize that you are a wonderful person, and there's nothing wrong with you whatsoever. That facing yourself and saying, "I like me," will not make all in right order. I love you. I love you. I love you.